Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. As you know, this is the program where we interview business people and professionals in terms of their life history and their experiences so we can learn from them. And my guest today is Miguel Portilla of Capital Security. Miguel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Merry Christmas, huh?
Miguel is another of my guests who alleges that his English is not that good. And we will be going off and on into Spanish and covering like we have done in the recent programs. But you'll find that his English is quite well, and he'll be able to handle this thing very well, I'm sure. Miguel, tell us about Capital Security. Where do you stand now? What Capital Security does, and how big is it? How many employees, and what you're doing right now?
Well, Capital Security is a security company, which we cover everything we have to do with security. Security guards, private investigations, VIP protections, alarms, we monitor alarms, we react to the alarms, we have a reaction team, and we do everything that have to do with security.
And Miguel, by the way, is in charge of security for San Patricio Plaza, which my listeners already know I'm very involved with as part of the family business, and also with the condominium that where I live, and this is where we're doing the interview right now. So I've had direct relationships with the company, even though I do not make the decision in terms of hiring Miguel. So basically, and how many employees, basically it's a security business, and how many employees do you have at the present time?
Well, Capital Security have about 2,000 employees.
Wow.
That's all over the island. And we have an office in Panama. We have an office in Panama where we have about 300 employees there. And talking about San Patricio, let me tell you that San Patricio is one of the malls that have the best security. And I don't say it. The statistics say it. You know, it's talk by habla de nosotros. Mm-hmm. So San Patricio is a very important client for us, and we have been with San Patricio for the last 10 years, I guess.
As I know from my brothers who are in management, they think very highly of you and of the company, and I know everything that we do is passed through you, both how we rearrange parking, how we do the lighting, everything, because everything basically
ends up security,
at the end, not at the end of the day, but as part of the repercussions of whatever decision you make ends up impacting the security in some way or other.
And let me tell you this. One of the big good things that have Capital is that we get involved personally in with our clients. We try to create some good relations, some confident relation, a relation that no matter what kind of problem of security you have, so they call me and we try to solve, we try to help, we try to coordinate with the police department, we try to do whatever we could do.
I know you as they say, walk the talk, because I ran into you Saturday morning, you were walking through, looking at one of the facilities that you're in charge of, and that's where I ran into you in San Patricio. So I know you walk the talk, and in terms of how this company was developed, I know you've been in security for a long time.
All so my tell life, us, that's the that. Only thing that I have been doing all my life. I have been living from security all my life, and I started back in the 70s. I started as a security guard, working with some company for those dates, those years, called Security Associates.
But you told me even before you graduated, you were studying in high school, was it?
Yes, in high school, I graduated from Santa Teresita, and on my vacation, always, I had been working. I like to work, the only thing that I have been doing all my life is security, so On those vacations.
But go ahead. Tell us about
those vacation. One day.
You were what? You were a junior in high school?
Yeah, or? I was in third year of high school.
Third year of high school, right. That's Santa Teresita.
One day I arrived to my house, to my mother's house, which I was living with her. And I say, "Mom, you know what? I want to start working because I want to buy a Volkswagen. I remember that.
A beater. They were good and they're still good.
Yeah. So she say, "Well, you know what? That's a very good idea. I won't buy any car for you unless you finish your school." So then I start working as a security guard, and she said, "You know what? I have a friend that he worked in the Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture, yeah.
Yes, in Santurce. And I think that he could get you a nice security guard job." He said, "Okay, fine." So she sent me for the interview. And the person, very kind, he said, "Yes, fine, you could start."
Boy, do I have the job for you.
Yeah, right. I have a perfect job for you. Okay. So he said, "You have to start Friday night at 12 o'clock at midnight until 6 o'clock in the morning." I say, "What?"
But there goes my Friday. So
yeah, Fridays and Saturdays. Well, I accept that challenge.
I'm sure it was the most popular shift that he had.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody won that shift. Anyway, I accept that challenge. And on my first day, they give me a nightstick, a very big nightstick, and a keychain with about 100 keys for the building. And I say, "What's this for?"
There were two buildings.
Where? Every half an hour, you have to go out of this building and go to the other building, and using a night watch clock, you have to make some stations with the clock, because that will show us that you make your run. So yeah, yeah, you walk through and you check all the windows, all the doors, and everything. I say, "Oh my God, where?" I arrived there,
and this is stop 19. This is a relatively tough area.
Tough area.
They're worse, but
at nighttime everything is worse. Everything is bad. So, well, anyway, I start my first shift there about 12:30. I say, "Where now? How I open this door? How I cross all this parking lot, empty parking lot, to get to the other building?" So I start doing it running. I start running, go to the next building, punch my clock, and come back. And I don't know why, at nighttime, when you are in an empty building, is where you most sounds you hear.
Right.
Doors closing, chairs. So that's how I started.
You were about 17 years old.
I was 17 years old.
Yeah, that's a great start. But it's interesting though. From very young, when did you think when you asked your mother for a job? But even before then, you knew you wanted security. How do you think it came upon you that security was what you wanted to, you know, concentrate your life in?
Let me explain you. When I was in high school, they used to do a lot of parties on the houses. So I don't know why, all the time they told me, "You know what? You're gonna be in charge of two things: of collecting the money, the 50 cents for the party, and in charge of the security."
Okay.
So you. And I didn't know anything about security at that time.
So that's where it started, as a social affair.
Yeah. You know, those parties that you used to do in the marquesinas of the houses.
And they can be pretty tough in security, because one of the main things that are concerned, well, for parents and for the students, is that people break in that aren't supposed to be going into the party, and they ruin the party.
There's been kids with booze.
There's been some ugly scenes. There was that one in... That killed the disc jockey.
So
that's a big problem. Listen, Miguel, we're going to take a break. I'll be right back after this break.
Okay.
Continue a discussion on how you developed in the security business. I'm with Miguel Portilla of Capital Security, and we'll be right back.